Ken Miller here. Life is cellular. That's one of the big ideas of biology, and the cellular basis of life affects everything we are and everything we do. One of the most dramatic examples of this can be found in cancer, a disease that is the second leading cause of death in the United States. Cancer is a cellular disease, and it's a disease of the cell cycle. In multicellular organisms, like us, the growth and the division of individual cells must be carefully controlled. In cancer, something has gone wrong with a cell or a group of cells so that they no longer obey the checks and balances that usually regulate cell growth. As a result, they grow and divide to the point where they may form masses known as tumors, or even worse, spread throughout the body, invading and disrupting other tissues. Unlike infections caused by bacteria or viruses, cancer cells belong to us. Cancer cells are our own cells gone bad. Chemicals that might kill cancer cells often kill our own cells as well, which is one of the reasons why so many anti-cancer drugs have serious side effects and why they often cannot be taken in strong doses. Finding a way to tell cancer cells from normal cells and then to destroy them one by one at the cellular level has proved to be one of the greatest challenges for modern medicine. There is great hope that powerful new tools provided by molecular and cellular biology will be able to do this, but for the time being, cancer remains a potential killer. It is a cellular disease, and the cells from which it comes are our very own.